Hey, we got Tom on the line from Hillside in Munising. Tom, how goes it? How was your Easter weekend?
Easter weekend was great. Enjoyed a warm, sunny day, and I think we even had a bonfire outside, so no complaints. Starting to feel like spring.
Well, I know you got your hands full right now. We'll talk more about your motel and hotel that you're kind of working on opening for the season. But I appreciate your giving me a little time today, because I heard the ice is gone on Munising Bay.
Yeah, we had that south breeze, and it really broke it up. And that was it. It was the last mad scramble to get the shacks off, and I think guys are thinking about boating season now.
Have you seen anybody out there so far in boats?
Well, you know, down at the mouth of the Annie, it's always the first groups that put in. They're out in their boats for security purposes, I think, when they're testing the last of the good ice. But, yeah, I've seen a couple of guys try to launch from the Browns Edition. I'm pretty sure I saw a picture posted on Facebook of a guy going out yesterday.
And I'm assuming at the mouth of the Annie, you know, you're looking, generally speaking, the coho, maybe a splake, but some steelhead too, right?
Yep. Yeah, guys are starting to chase some salmon and hoping on coho bites. I've seen a little bit of action on it, but it seems like, you know, it's sketchy right now with the ice moving in and out as well. So got to get the right conditions to get the boats out.
What do they typically use this time of year at the mouth of the Annie and anywhere else around the bay for that matter?
I walked out on the pier, a couple of guys with rods. They were just throwing spinners. I'm not sure what the guys were using out in the boats and canoes, because they were basically static. You know, they run the current from the river and back up against the ice.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, they're basically sitting there jigging for fish. So I think it's probably pretty similar to what we're running all winter.
Okay. I heard that they still use the same thing they're using around the Marquette area for coho too, which is just a basic jig with a stinger hook on it, typically green or pink with some white.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the guys here, from the store at least, we've been selling our spawn and wax worms. And as far as colors, you know, obviously pink is what I go with whenever I'm out on the inland lakes. But as far as chasing splake and coho, they're mixing it up, trying whatever they can. It's, you know, unfortunately, it hasn't sounded like it's been a really fantastic season for fishing, but guys have been out there pretty steady.
Well, we got plenty more to talk about with Tom from Hillside and Munising in our next outdoor report. We're going to focus on the steelhead fishing, what streams have been hot, and where he's hearing reports from around Alger County. And getting to some of those streams right now inside Pictured Rocks National Shoreline. Plus, we got some really cool news about something else happening around the Munising area. So stay tuned, and we'll continue with Tom from Hillside in our next outdoor report right here later this hour on The Outdoor Show.